The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.
This hour is sponsored by Take 2 Health and Health Foods Unlimited.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirstie Zantini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome and good morning, everybody. You are tuned in to Take 2 Healthcare, your guide to a better living. My name is Dr. Natalie Yaley, and I will be your host for this hour's show. We will be here live in the studio until noon today. And if you are tuned in, listening, I want to thank you, first of all. But I also want to encourage you to call in if you have any health-related questions. I say this all the time on the air, that if you are thinking about something, I guarantee you someone else out there has the same question. So all questions are welcomed. And we are here live in the studio until noon. So pick up the phone and give us a call at 937-457-1290. That's 937-457-1290. And I will be here to hopefully help you out a little bit. Our goal is to educate the listeners on health issues, current health topics, how you can test yourself to be healthier, to make better decisions, to make better choices. There's lots of things you can do for your health and be proactive with just by testing. And when I say testing, I'm talking about blood testing. I'm talking about breast cancer testing. We are all doctors of chiropractic in the office at Take 2 Healthcare. I'm a board certified doctor of chiropractic as well as a clinical thermography technician. And just to remind everybody that come April, which is starts next week, our office is offering 10% off all thermography imaging. And if you've never tuned into the show before and heard me talk about it, or if you're newer to the area or never visited our website or heard of thermography alone, thermography is another tool used to detect breast cancer. It's nothing new. It's been approved by the FDA since 1982, but it is a non-invasive way to detect the inflammation that can eventually become breast cancer. Now, when you get a thermography done, what it looks like is we take an image of the outside of the body, and the image of a thermography image looks, when you take them in black and white, the blood vessels show up as white. Any sort of heat patterns will show up white. And so what we do is we monitor those heat patterns, we monitor those blood vessels with this imaging tool, that in which there's no radiation and no compression with it. Okay, so that's the biggest difference between your experience between a thermography and a mammogram, is that there's no radiation or compression with thermography. And what we do is we monitor blood vessel patterns and heat patterns in relation to where they're located, the size, the shape, the temperature, because of the way breast cancer grows. Breast cancer tumors will actually grow new blood vessels. So over time, what we will see on a thermography image is that these patterns will start to change. They'll get bigger, they'll get warmer. And so when you first get a thermography imaging done, you're given a score for each breast based on a scale from 1 to 5, and that's your baseline. And then as you repeat the imaging, we have something to compare it to. So if we're seeing a lot of changes in these blood vessel patterns, your score will go up, which can indicate that there is underlying inflammation, that something is growing. Can it be breast cancer? Yes. Can it be to hormonal imbalance? Yes. And so that's where the follow-up is important, in which we discuss at the time the review of findings. So there's a lot more about thermography on our website, in which you can reach us at www.take2healthcare.com. That's with the number two. And like I said, next month, the entire month, we will be offering 10% off all thermography services. So a normal breast thermogram would be 160, and then you get 10% off of that. We are the only clinic in the Dayton area that offers thermography. And the next closest is, I believe, down in Cincinnati. And there, the cost difference is more than double of what it costs to get it done here in Dayton. So I encourage all women out there to, you know, if you've already started your thermography yearly or biannual imaging, then, you know, now's a good time to re-up that. Or if you've never had it done and you're looking for an extra tool to use for your breast health, thermography is a great tool because it's non-invasive. There's no contraindications. You can be pregnant, you can have implants, you could have had reductions. Like I said, there are no contraindications. So it would be something really good to throw in with your health care. And I would be more than happy to answer any of your questions. Like I said, we are here live today until noon. And speaking of questions, we are going to go to the phone line. So we are with Richard. Richard, how are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Well, how can I help you?
I have a lot of little red spots on my body, and they just itch something terrible.
Okay.
And, generally in the wintertime, I get them in my right leg, but this year seemed like they've been spreading all over my body. The little red spots, they come on, and then they kind of grow, and they get more little red spots, and they just itch something terrible.
Is it painful?
Well, it's not painful, but they just itch so bad. But other than that, they're okay.
And so you get these every year, or?
Generally every year, but this year, I've never had it this bad as I've got it this year.
Okay. And have you seen any other doctors for this?
No, I haven't. No, I haven't. I got an appointment this coming Friday with a dermatologist, but I thought I'd give you a buzz and see what you thought about.
Good.
It.
Yeah. Have you ever been checked? Have you ever been checked for the shingle, for shingles? Has
no. It, no, I haven't. Uh-huh.
Okay. That could be it. I mean, when they come on, or when it flares up, do you notice anything that causes that? Any trends? Anything
no.
that you eat, or any place that you go, or they just come out of nowhere?
No, they just come out of nowhere.
Okay.
They start with the red spots, and then they kind of spread out.
Okay. The dermatologist will give you a better idea of what it could be.
Okay.
Even if it were shingles, or not, even if it was due to some sort of environmental allergen or a food allergen, there are things that you can take as far as supplements go to improve your immune system.
Uh-huh.
The first thing that I would start with is vitamin C. And you can take...
I do take vitamins. I take a lot of vitamins.
Okay, well, vitamin C specifically, take 3,000 milligrams at least of that.
Okay.
You need to be taking at least 5,000 units of vitamin D.
Okay.
And I would also take monolaurin or lorazepam. Now, that is an antiviral, antifungal, and antibacterial, all in one.
Okay.
Okay, and you can pick up monolaurin at most health food stores, and
okay.
I would get two or three bottles of it and take quite a bit of the monolaurin.
Now
we have,
okay.
Yeah, we have lorazepam at our office, and it's a lot more potent than the monolaurin. But if you're able to get a hold of monolaurin, take at least 10 a day.
Okay.
Okay. And then one other thing that you might want to try, we have a product in our office that's called Dehist, but its natural ingredient is stinging nettles. So what that is used for is if it's an environmental allergen, if it's due to something in your environment that's causing that, that should help reduce some of the symptoms.
Okay.
Of the itch.
Fine.
So you can try taking the stinging nettles.
Okay, fine. Okie dokie.
So that would be my protocol to do. Otherwise, yeah, I definitely get it checked out by a dermatologist, see what they have to say, but... you know, they're probably going to give you some sort of topical steroid. which, okay. I mean, it'll probably help, but to be honest, it's not going to fix the cause. And if you're getting this every year, there's got to be something that you're missing. And I would be obviously more than happy to sit down with you and talk about it more. But the protocol I just gave you would be good to start with until you see your dermatologist.
Okie dokie.
Okay.
That'd be fine. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Richard. Much. Thank you for calling in.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Okay, so like I said, the phone lines are open and we are here till noon. We are accepting all callers. Our producer is waiting anxiously by the phone. He's very excited to get you on the air so we can help you out today. I have a couple things lined up that I want to talk about today. I already spoke about the 10% off thermography that we are doing the entire month of April. We get very busy when we offer that special. We do it twice a year. And so I encourage you to call and at least get it scheduled. That way you're on the books. And if something comes up, you can always move it around. But, you know, the appointment times actually get very limited once we get into the season. So 10% off all thermography services. It's an FDA-approved tool used to detect breast cancer. You can find more information about it on our website at take2healthcare.com. And I will be here till noon to help answer any questions. So there is a study that I want to present to you. And this was a real patient that came to me at our office. And I know we're going to be cutting to a break as soon as I get into this, but I'm going to go ahead and start anyways, and then I'll kind of catch everyone up when we come back. But this patient came to me, he came back in August, and his story started out that he was having some symptoms in May last year. What he had noticed is that his ankles both were swelling every day. And he never had this before. He had also noticed some shortness of breath that he was experiencing. So when the shortness of breath started, that's when he decided that he needed to be seen by a doctor. So he actually took himself to the emergency room, and he was admitted to the ICU. And when he was admitted, they did an echocardiogram, in which that is an ultrasound of the heart. It takes pictures of the heart, and it can detect heart disease. It can give you a percentage of your heart function, in which his came back at 35%. The cardiologist that he saw told him that he may have had a previous heart attack, but didn't know it. He didn't experience any symptoms. So the cardiologist, though, put him in a category of as a patient with cardiovascular disease. He also put him on some medication that he wanted him to start because his blood pressure was a little high. Whose wouldn't be, you know, when they're in the ER experiencing these symptoms that were newer? And sorry, I forgot to mention, he's in his 40s. Okay, so he's a younger gentleman. Then in August, after that ER visit, he followed up with another cardiologist in which they did a heart catheterization. And that showed that the veins and arteries were clear with no blockages. This doctor wasn't even worried about his cholesterol, wasn't even worried about his symptoms. So before we cut to the break, what I want you to leave with is that he had two conflicting diagnoses by two different cardiologists that were in the same practice. So when we come back from the break, I'm going to tell you what happened, and it's a great story. So I'm excited. Hang on tight. We'll be right back after this short break. You're listening to Dr. Natalie Yaley on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Cold and flu season is here. Stop in at Health Foods Unlimited for savings on your favorite vitamins and supplements, including Primal Defense from Garden of Life, ImmunoShield, Ester C, and Oregano Force. Also, the number one selling standardized elderberry extract, Sambucus, from Nature's Way. We supply you with organic produce, natural and organic groceries, frozen foods, bulk herbs, teas, holistic pet foods, dairy and non-dairy products. Stop in today and save at Health Foods Unlimited. We're a half mile east of the Dayton Mall in the Southtown Shopping Center on State Route 725. Open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday, noon to 5.
Health Foods Unlimited, the natural way of caring for you.
Hi, Greg McAfee here from McAfee Heating and Air. What a winter! 30 degrees and snow one day with 70 and sunshine the next. Out-of-season temperatures brings out-of-season savings for you. Now through April 15th, receive up to $2,500 off qualifying systems. That's right, instant cash back of up to $2,500. Call 438-1976 or find us online at mcair.com. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Stop by Subway Restaurants for the new Double Meat Signature Wraps for just $6.99 each. Try the rotisserie-style Chicken Caesar on a spinach wrap or the Chipotle Southwest Steak and Cheese on a tomato basil wrap. Get yours today. Wraps prepared in front of you. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. Prices may vary. Double meat based on average 6-inch sub.
This is Mo from Mo's Outdoor Equipment and Supplies in Springboro. It's Toro's biggest sale of the year. Hurry in and take advantage of the great deals and make your yard the envy of the neighborhood this spring. Let Toro take the work out of mowing your yard and save instantly with rebates on the Toro Super Recycler, Toro Titan HD, or the Toro Time Cutter HD. Plus, use your Toro credit card and get a Visa prepaid card up to $100. Visit us today at Mo's Outdoor Equipment and Supplies in Springboro or at buyatmos.com.
Wow, winter sure has caused havoc on our parking lot. We've got snowplow damage, plus cracks and potholes everywhere. What are we going to do?
No worries. Last year, Smith & Son Seal Coating and Striping repaired our parking lot. They fixed the potholes, sealed the cracks, seal coated the surface, then restriped it, making it look new again. And they have a BBB A+ rating.
No kidding? What's Smith & Son's number?
For a free estimate, call 1-800-SEAL-COAT or simply Google Smith & Son's Dayton, Ohio. Again, call 1-800-SEAL-COAT.
Dry to start your Saturday, but rain moves in for the afternoon, along with the scattered showers dealing with gusty winds from lunchtime into early evening. May have wind gusts as high as 40 miles an hour. Temperatures for the day, though, will be mild into the middle 50s. Later on tonight, we'll watch showers ending. May see a few snowflakes mixing in before dawn, then we dry out. Overnight lows will fall close to freezing. Into your Sunday, where dry to start, it'll be a cooler day in the low 40s. Then tracking the chance for rain and snow moving in for the evening. I'm meteorologist McCall Vrydags in the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And welcome back, everybody. Thank you for tuning in this Easter weekend to Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living. You're listening to Dr. Natalie Yaley. All right, so we are live here at the studio. All people can call in. We will be here until noon to answer all your health-related questions. The number to call here is 937-457-1290. The phone lines are completely open. So call in, ask me any health-related questions you have, and hopefully I'll be able to answer. And like I always say, some question you have is the same as someone else has. So give us a call. Our producer is standing by. We left off before the break talking about a patient that had come into the office. And I think I mentioned he was in his 40s, but I believe he's in his 50s, but still young. Went to the ER because he had shortness of breath. He had noticed swelling in both feet and ankles. And he had two contradicting diagnoses from cardiologists within the same practice. And the echocardiogram that he had done showed 35% heart function. He was put into a category of a patient with cardiovascular disease, and this doctor did not give him a good prognosis. However, the other doctor said, look, your arteries and veins are clear after they did a catheterization or a heart catheter. The doctor wasn't worried about his blood pressure, was not worried. His systolic blood pressure was 237. So a little high, to be honest. But the doctor wasn't worried about it. He's like, look, it's probably, you know, you have some history of alcohol use, a lot of stress, business owner, you know, it's probably all interrelated. So, all right, so we have the conflicting diagnoses. Then that's when he came to me. So that all happened in August. He came to me in October and he got some testing done. And it wasn't pretty. He had diabetes, very high ferritin, which is your backup supply for iron, very high storages of this iron, very high triglycerides, low HDL, which is your heart healthy cholesterol. And most importantly, he had a very high BNP, which stands for B-type natriuretic peptide. It's one of the best markers in the blood to run for the heart. Your doctors like to see it under 40. However, we like to see it way below that. His number came back at 124. So obviously there was something going on. His C-reactive protein came back at 3.3. Your medical doctors like to keep that value under 4.9. So it wasn't that it was crazy high, but it was a little elevated. So, you know, his blood wasn't, it was clinical, but it wasn't like at critical values where like, oh, you need to go back to your cardiologist. And, you know, this is something that I thought we could fix. And we did. He came back in February and his A1C dropped, his diabetic dropped from 7.1 to 6.7. So of course he still had room for improvement, but he was well on his way. This was only 3 months. So his hemoglobin A1C dropped from 7.1 to 6.7. His triglycerides went from 160 to 106. His ferritin, which is his backup supply for iron, what we did for this is we donated a pint of blood to just get that excess iron out quick and easy. His ferritin dropped from 467 to 160. Yeah, he still had some excess iron, but this was a tremendous drop. When you have excess iron like that being stored, what it does is it stores up in your other organs. It causes the body inability to heal and repair as quick as it could. It causes excess inflammation. I see this value elevated in more than 50% of my patients. A ton of people come to us and they've never had their ferritin checked. And it can cause a number of symptoms. And in fact, we have a newsletter about it on our website that you can look at take2healthcare.com. But you can look it up yourself. You can just type in Google high ferritin values and what it causes. So it's extremely important to get that value tested. All right, so that dropped on him from 467 to 160. His HDL, his heart healthy cholesterol, came up from 46 to 60, which actually dropped his coronary ratio, which is your cardiovascular risk, from 4.7 to 4. So he had made all these improvements, except one value did not improve, and that was the BNP. And I'm going to tell you about that when we come back. We're going to have a longer segment when we come back, so I'll be able to finish this story up. It's a great story, so do not tune away. We'll be right back after this short break. You're listening to Dr. Natalie Haley on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 11:30. I'm Jonah Adi with a WHIO News update. Our top story, a fire chief naming two people heroes after a house fire last night.
Rain returns today along with some gusty winds. I'm meteorologist McCall Vrydags. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
Now, WHIO Triple Team Traffic. Checking things out on those freeways for you this hour. We're not seeing any accidents or slowdowns that is going to get in your way this afternoon. Well, a man is lucky to be alive today after a fire in Jefferson Township, and two people who were just driving by at the time are to thank. Crews say a man and a woman driving by a house on Germantown Pike went off when they saw the flames, went in, and pulled him to safety. A fire crews are now calling that man and that woman heroes, saying that the fire was hard to fight because of the location.
The trees made it more difficult to control the fire.
If the ladder's close enough, it can park right out in front and we can get crews on the roof quickly. But this was too deep in the woods to use a ladder.
That's WHIO's James Bukley talking with Jefferson Township Battalion Chief Gregory Wilcox. Well, a man and a woman identified as boyfriend and girlfriend are in jail after a standoff in Perry Township that lasted for 8 hours.
Perry Township police say this all started when they tried to stop a car on Diamond Mill and the driver took off. Officers followed that car to this home on Wolf Creek, but the people inside refused to come out.
News Center 7's Kate Bartley says Lindsay Wells and David Clark, both 30 years old, could face felony charges in connection to the standoff, cops saying it is drug-related. Now to Trotwood, where we're learning that a part of Wolf Creek Pike was closed after an accident. Cops say a car crashed into a large rock and crashed into some trees on the other side of the road. A man was reportedly just laying in the road around 8 o'clock this morning. Right now, we're working to learn more about his injuries, and that crash did have Wolf Creek Pike shut down between State Route 49 and Little Richmond Road. We're going to bring updates on who that man is and just how he is doing after that crash once we get the information. Now, let's get a look at that weather forecast. Here's meteorologist McCall Vrydags.
Looking at a cool start to your Saturday, climbing into and through the 40s this morning, eventually up to about 56 degrees this afternoon, increasing clouds with showers developing. Also, gusty winds may have winds gusting as high as 40 miles an hour. I'm meteorologist McCall Vrydags in the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Well, the latest scan of the Doppler 7 radar is all clear in our area, warmed up pretty quickly from what we saw this morning. Right now, 45 degrees up by Troy, 49 in Springfield, and 47 here in Dayton at 1133. I'm Jonah Adi on Dayton's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Depend on it.
Cold and flu season is here. Stop in at Health Foods Unlimited for savings on your favorite vitamins and supplements, including Primal Defense from Garden of Life, ImmunoShield, Ester C, and Oregano Force. Also, the number one selling standardized elderberry extract, Sambucus, from Nature's Way. We supply you with organic produce, natural and organic groceries, frozen foods, bulk herbs, teas, holistic pet foods, dairy and non-dairy products. Stop in today and save at Health Foods Unlimited. We're a half mile east of the Dayton Mall in the Southtown Shopping Center on State Route 725. Open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday, noon to 5.
Health Foods Unlimited, the natural way of caring for you.
If keeping up the beauty of your home, lawn, and landscape is at the top of your to-do list, you're in good company. Hi, this is Randy with Green Velvet Sod Farms, and we are the spring season's biggest fan because, for us, it means all things outside your window will be waking up and showing off their natural green beauty, including your lawn. Since 1959, Green Velvet has been your trusted local supplier of Ohio's most beautiful Kentucky bluegrass and turf-type tall fescue sod. You can count on us to provide you with products to keep your landscape healthy and thriving with our top-quality grass seeds, fertilizers, weed control products, and much more. But quality products are just the tip of the grass blade here at Green Velvet. We've built our business on relationships with people who trust the knowledge and advice of our team of turf professionals. Visit one of our four Dayton or Columbus locations or online at greenvelvet.com for solutions to your specific lawn care needs. It's easy to be green with Green Velvet. Your local in-the-grass experts for 59 years and growing.
This is Clark Howard. If breaking news happens, we break in anytime.
W-H-I-O.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Thank you for being so patient with the commercial breaks because I know how excited you are when you tune into this show. We always like to give you really interesting topics to listen about, and hopefully it's as entertaining as it is to you as it is to us. So, but no, we love doing this for you all. Being here every week really encourages us to find new topics, find really good stories, good case studies to motivate you on how to be proactive with your health. And there are tons of patients that we see every single day that make even just minor improvements that over a lifetime make a huge difference. And that's what we love to do, and that's what we want to do for all of you. So our office phone number is 937-433-3241. We are Take Two Healthcare, located here on Far Hills. And you can reach us online at www.taketwohealthcare.com. That's with the number two. I see we have some callers that I'm really anxious to get to. I'm going to finish up the story real fast and then get to all the callers we have. So the patient that we had that I was talking about before the break came to us after being diagnosed two different times in with two different prognoses from two different cardiologists. So he wasn't sure what to do. Got his blood test done. His numbers came back. There were some that were very critical. When he retested in 3 months, there were some significant improvements noted. And he was well on his way to, you know, a lot of these becoming optimal values. Well, what happened was, unfortunately, this patient did have a stroke. When he got retested, his BNP came back from 124 to 853. And when I sat down with him, I said, look, this is what we need to do. I gave him a protocol. I said, well, then we're going to retest this in 1 month. Well, he had a stroke in between that time. The day after he got back from the hospital from the stroke, he was at the gym. He was working out. His thinking is clear. His left arm is a little weak. But if you looked at him or spoke to him, you wouldn't even know anything happened. When he was at the hospital after he had the stroke, they did another echocardiogram. And it showed that his heart function actually increased from 35% to 60% since August to now, about a month ago. That's just 7 months. In 7 months, he improved his heart function by 25%. And do you know what the doctors said? They said that they came in, they were so interested, and this is a quote that the patient wrote me, they were so interested and impressed with his blood work, with his blood work ups and general approach to better health. They all commented positively on the changes the program has made in his sugar levels and general health. These are cardiologists that said that about the blood work and the program that he's doing with us. And, you know, what you have to think about is, was the stroke inevitable? When he went to that first cardiologist that showed him his heart function was only 35%, the only thing that cardiologist told him to do to improve it was to take those medications, blood pressure medications. That's the only thing. He didn't talk about diet. He didn't talk about alcohol. He didn't talk about stress. So where would this patient have been after the stroke if he didn't make those positive changes that we provided for him? And to be honest, I love this patient. His emotions when he first came showed that he cared. He was frustrated. He didn't know what to do. And, you know, he was told one thing by one cardiologist, told another thing by a different cardiologist. And he was confused. He knew something was going on, and he just wanted to be told exactly what to do to fix it. He didn't want to mess around with being put on all these medications. He's only in his 50s. He's young. He's got a business to run. So I follow up with him soon, and I'm really excited. But the question to ask yourself is, yeah, he did suffer from a stroke, but he bounced right back. He was at the gym the day after he got home from the hospital. Where would he have been if he didn't make those changes in his lifestyle that had improved his heart function by 25% in just 7 months? That is a crazy improvement. Even the cardiologists and the medical doctors, I'll repeat what they said. They said they were so interested and impressed with the blood work improvements and general approach to better health, and they commented positively on the changes the program has made in his sugar levels and general health. And I just hope that the goal of this information, of me telling you this today, is that no matter what test you get done, you always have to think about where you're going to go forward with it. All right, if you get an echocardiogram and it says your heart function is below 50%, which is not good, what are you going to do to change it? Or are you just going to take the medications? If you are, you know, just going to do the medications, that's fine, but don't expect your heart function to improve from a medication. It'll reduce your blood pressure, but it won't fix the cause. So it's all about different changes you can make on a daily basis, whether it's changing your diet, whether it's improving your deficiencies by taking certain supplements. You got to find out exactly what's going on inside your body at a metabolic level, because what was good for this patient to do will be different, for what you need to do. And that's the best thing about the testing that we do, is that it is individualized and you need to know where you're at. If you want to make positive changes, you need a starting point and you need guidance to know exactly what to do, because why waste your time taking things when you're not sure if they're going to work? So anyways, it's a really cool story. I'm going to write this up. It will be on our website, but I want to follow up with him and see where some other values are down the road. But it was interesting that that BNP came back so high. That was an indicator that something was going to happen. But since he had been doing all these positive things in the meantime, his body was more prepared than if he hadn't done those things. So I applaud this patient. He's worked so hard and he's been doing so good. And I just look forward to taking care of him for the rest of his life. So now we are on to the phone lines because you guys were waiting so patiently. We are with David from Columbus. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. How can I help you?
It's actually a kind of weird thing. About 3 months ago, I was 299. Now I'm down to 270. I've been out hiking as much as I could recently. And last week, I did 14 miles between Sunday and Monday. And on Tuesday, basically Wednesday night into Wednesday morning anyway, my knee started to, like, produce heat, get real hot, painful. But it only happens, it's really 10 times worse when I'm sitting down. So I was wondering if it's a nerve thing or if I should get to the doctor and get that knee checked out.
It sounds more like joint inflammation. I guarantee you have a little bit of arthritis. What you're doing to lose weight is very good, because obviously the more weight on that joint, the more pressure. They'll probably just want to do some sort of x-ray to get the severity of the arthritis. But to be honest, it wouldn't necessarily change what you're doing now. You can get it checked out, definitely, but I would look into some alternative therapies first, like chiropractic. Maybe even massage therapy, and then also look at some supplements to help reduce the inflammation, especially for arthritis. We use a lot of curcumin or turmeric.
That's what I hammer that on my salad as of recently.
Okay, great. So what you want to do, though, also is take it in a supplement form so you get a lot more of it.
I didn't know that there was much of a difference between just buying the powdered form that you shake on or the supplement form.
Yeah. So keep using it in your diet, and then also add it as a supplement and take at least 600 milligrams a day of that.
Okay.
And
okay.
Then also, are you using any glucosamine for your joints
I have cold cereal in the morning. I have a large salad with flaxseed, turmeric, and fresh veggies, obviously, through it. But then for the evening, usually that's where I kind of fall apart, but if I fall apart, it's dairy.
Okay. Yeah, so the curcumin or the turmeric will help reduce inflammation, but glucosamine is really good to use for arthritic joints. So that's something that you could throw in as a supplement, to get a glucosamine supplement at the store. That's something that I would start using as well.
But if I continue to hike, is it going to get worse? Because I've been really missing it for the past week,
right?
Because I'm thinking it's going to clear itself up.
Right. What I would do is, are you doing like trails?
Yeah.
With a lot of hills and stuff? I would probably, you know, take about a week to just walk outside in your neighborhood on a flat surface.
Okay.
And then go back to the trails. And when you're doing the trails, watch, maybe not do as much of a trail that's hilly. because when you're going down the hill, that's when you're putting a lot of pressure on the knee. So I'd give it about a week of flat surface, continue to walk, and then, like I said, I'd get it checked out by a chiropractor first. Because
I do suffer from tilted hip because I got checked out about 3 months ago.
Okay.
But I haven't had time to get back into the doctor and get adjusted yet.
Okay, well, yeah, that's where I would start, and then that chiropractor will refer you to an MD if you need to get anything in, like a any injections or anything like that. But I would just start with a chiropractor first and keep doing what you're doing.
Cool.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
All right, now we are on to, is it Dara or Dara?
Dara.
How are you doing today, Dara?
I'm doing fine.
How can I help you?
Well, as I was telling him, I take potassium, two tablets in the morning, two tablets at night, and I take it with niacin and other stuff. I take a lot of different supplements. But yet, if I drink one glass of pop, they're just terrible leg cramps. I mean, you can't even imagine. You have to get up and walk them out, but it's bad. Why? And every time I have my blood work done, my potassium level is low.
It's low? Okay.
Yeah.
Huh. And you're taking all that potassium. Okay.
Yes.
And you know, there's other electrolytes that you need. First of all, how much water are you drinking a day?
Probably not as much as I should. I'd probably say maybe 3 32-ounce glasses.
3 32-ounce glasses.
Yeah.
You have a 32-ounce glass?
Well, I work in a job that we cannot have water where we're at.
Oh, okay. Okay. Because water would be my first recommendation is to get at least 64 ounces of water a day. But if you're okay. doing 3 32-ounces of water, that is yeah. more than enough.
Yeah.
One other thing you can try to do is drink a coconut water every day.
Okay.
Have you ever tried coconut water? It's not coconut yeah. milk. It's different. Coconut water is very potent in electrolytes.
No, I haven't, but I've never liked coconut.
It doesn't taste like coconut, and there's different
oh,
flavors.
Really?
So you can get like a
okay.
mango flavor. You can get it really at gas stations now. Your
okay.
grocery store will have them. Try drinking one a day for a week. See how that helps. And
okay.
Dara, if when you drink soda, it causes leg cramps, just don't drink soda. but no, there may be some other electrolyte imbalances that you have besides potassium alone.
Okay.
So you can get that checked out. But focus right now on the water and the coconut water and avoid the soda for about a month and see if that helps.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Oh, you're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Now we are on to Judy from Troy. How are you doing today?
Hi, good. My question is about urinary tract infections.
Okay.
I've been getting like 4 and 5 a year, and I just hate take the antibiotics.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering what you would suggest.
Mm-hmm. Lots of things. We have lots of things. First of all, avoid dairy. Really try to limit the dairy. What it does is it exacerbates any infection that's going on. So especially at the times that you have the UTIs, you want to get off all dairy. You want to be sure you're drinking at least, like I said before, 64 ounces of water a day.
Okay.
And then there's some supplements that you can take. I'm not sure if you're taking any vitamins or minerals.
Yes, I am.
You are? Okay. Are you taking any vitamin C?
Yes.
Okay. How much are you taking? I would take at least 3,000 milligrams of that.
Okay.
You can do 3,000 to 4,000. Now, if you start, the biggest side effect of taking too much vitamin C is diarrhea. So if you experience that, just cut it in half and build it back up.
Okay.
So vitamin C to 3,000 to 4,000 milligrams a day. You also want to take a supplement called lorcetin or monolaurin. You'll be able to find monolaurin more easily in a store. We have lorcetin that you can get from our office, but they're the same thing, just the lorcetin is more potent.
Okay.
But it's an antiviral, antibacterial, and antifungal. So you want to take that. If you get the lorcedin, you want to do 2 to 3 scoops a day.
Okay.
And you also need to be on a probiotic. Are you taking a probiotic?
Just started to.
Okay. So continue with that. Take the serving suggestions on the bottle. Now, when you get your own supplements, make sure those supplements don't have any soy colors or dyes. And what you want to do is you want to read under the label where it says other ingredients.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you want to be sure that it doesn't have any of those additives in there.
Oh, okay.
And then also when you get UTI, try not to eat as much fruit or any fruit for that time being.
Oh.
Just because of all the sugar that fruit can have. Fruit and fruit juice. They can just be high in sugar, and sugar will exacerbate the infection as well.
Hmm.
So I would start with those. Obviously, if you're getting these 4 to 5 times a year, that's abnormal.
Yeah. I'm starting to get concerned.
Judy, we can run your blood work and see what you're missing. We'll run more than just a CBC, which will show us, you know, the infection markers, but there's got to be other things. You got to ask yourself, why is my immune system not able to fight these? Why does it keep coming back?
Mm-hmm.
It could be environmental, it could be food related, it could be a number of things. So also visit our website. There's a newsletter on UTIs as well. So okay. You can go to take2healthcare.com and look at that too. But start with those suggestions, okay?
Is that the number 2?
That's the number 2, yep. Take2healthcare.
Okay.
Okay, you have a good day.
Thank you.
All right, we are off to a short break, and then we'll be right back with the phone lines. You're listening to Dr. Natalie Haley on AM 1290, News 95.7 WHIO.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Cold and flu season is here. Stop in at Health Foods Unlimited for savings on your favorite vitamins and supplements, including Primal Defense from Garden of Life, ImmunoShield, Ester C, and Oregano Force. Also, the number one selling standardized elderberry extract, Sambucus, from Nature's Way. We supply you with organic produce, natural and organic groceries, frozen foods, bulk herbs, teas, holistic pet foods, dairy and non-dairy products. Stop in today and save at Health Foods Unlimited. We're a half mile east of the Dayton Mall in the Southtown Shopping Center on State Route 725. Open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday, noon to 5.
Health Foods Unlimited, the natural way of caring for you.
Come down to Miami Valley Gaming because we keep giving away the farm. And by farm, I mean a whole pile of cash. On March 31st, you could win 25 grand. Now, could you buy a whole farm with that? Probably not, but you could buy some gals. Okay, whatever, I'll leave it to you. Come down to Miami Valley Gaming March 31st, and you could win $25,000 in cows. Cash! I mean cash.
See player services for complete rules. Must be 21. Gambling problem in Ohio? Call the Gambling Helpline at 1-800-589-9966.
Hi, this is Chuck Oliver, best-selling author and retirement protection architect. Let me teach you the triple tax saving solution as we find numerous baby boomers leaving unnecessary tax on the table. I want to teach you how you can eliminate taxes legally on getting the money out of your IRAs, on the sale of a highly appreciated asset like your business or a piece of real estate, as well as the annual unnecessary taxation on your income for those of you still working. Go to taxessaved.com, taxessaved.com.
I got it right now.
Stop by Subway Restaurants for the new Double Meat Signature Wraps for just $6.99 each. Try the rotisserie-style Chicken Caesar on a spinach wrap or the Chipotle Southwest Steak and Cheese on a tomato basil wrap. Get yours today. Wraps prepared in front of you. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. Prices may vary. Double Meat based on average 6-inch sub.
Look out!
That guy nearly hit you trying to dodge all those potholes in the road. This winter sure has been tough on the roads.
Yeah, our parking lot took a beating too. We've got lots of new potholes everywhere.
What are you going to do about them?
I'm calling Smith & Sons again. They have a BBB A+ rating. And last year, Smith & Sons fixed our potholes using hot asphalt and sealed the edges of the repair, then gave us a 3-year warranty.
For a free estimate, call 1-800-SEAL-CODE or simply Google Smith & Sons, Dayton, Ohio.
Dry to start your Saturday, but rain moves in for the afternoon, along with the scattered showers dealing with gusty winds from lunchtime into early evening. May have wind gusts as high as 40 miles an hour. Temperatures for the day, though, will be mild into the middle 50s. Later on tonight, we'll watch showers ending. May see a few snowflakes mixing in before dawn. Then we dry out. Overnight lows will fall close to freezing. Into your Sunday, where dry to start, it'll be a cooler day in the low 40s. Then tracking the chance for rain and snow moving in for the evening. I'm meteorologist McCall Vrydags in the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to this hour of Ask the Experts. This is Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living. And if you so happen to have missed the show, no worries. These are recorded. So you can go to our website to listen to the podcasts that are recorded. You can also go to WHO's website as well. So we talked about a really interesting case study today about one of my patients who was improving within 3 months being on the program, but in 7 months improved his heart function by 25%. My goodness, that is one heck of an improvement. And the doctors that retested his echo made note of all the improvements that he had done metabolically, you know, improving his diabetic markers and his triglycerides and his iron levels, all sorts of things that had been contributing to the inflammation. There is a really great panel that we have available at our clinic, and it's called the Cleveland Heart Lab Panel. We are one of few clinics that actually do the testing. Here in Dayton, we're the only one. So what this is it's about 20 markers, and all of these markers are specific for the heart. And they're going to give you different, all these markers are different risk factors for diseases such as, well, cardiovascular disease, atherosclerosis, which is plaque buildup in the arteries, stroke, heart attack, diabetes. It gives you your omega breakdown, which breaks down all of your fats. So it's a really good precursor to run to see where your inflammation is at, what levels is it at. And then the next question to ask yourself is, what are you going to do to fix it? And then that's where we come in. We tell you exactly what to do, exactly what to eat, what to avoid, and which vitamins to take. So if you want more information about the Cleveland Heart Lab panel, you can visit the website that they have for it. It's called clevelandheartlab.com. Click on the top part that says patients, and there's a really good video to look at. It has lots of doctors that talk about the benefits of running all these tests. And if you have any questions about it from our office end, you can give us a call at 433-3241. Again, we are offering 10% off all thermography services next month, the month of April. So give us a call in at our office and get your appointment scheduled. Take care of your breast health. You have listened to 1 hour of Dr. Yaley, and thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week here on another Ask the Experts weekend. Have a great Easter holiday and enjoy the nice weather out there. You're listening to Dr. Natalie Yaley on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. We'll see you next week.